Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on this Tuesday, the 24th of February, from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. You can find the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.com, barnesreview.com, and American Free Press at americanfreepress.net. Now, folks, after the break, I'm going to give you some information about how you can obtain a free copy of the Barnes Review's special All Holocaust issue that was published in January and February of 2001. And I'm pleased to say that I did most of the work on that particular edition, that issue of the Barnes Review. And when you get that free copy of the Barnes Review, that special issue, they'll also send you the very interesting book list, which is available from the Barnes Review. Lots of fascinating books and videos and other material that I think will be of interest to you. So get your pen and paper handy, and I'll be able to give you that information when we come back from the break. I'm struggling with my computer right now, ladies and gentlemen, so I may have some trouble being able to access the callers, and I assume we will go to the callers later in the hour. But in the meantime, well, it looks like my computer is working now, or it appears to be. But in the meantime, yes, it is. In the meantime, I just have a few items I want to run by you, current events and not so current events, but things that I guess in the bigger picture all fit together. They are all parts of the jigsaw puzzle that explain where we were and how we got to where we are today, because yes, it is all interrelated. There are those who say forget about the past. That's impossible, ladies and gentlemen, because, well, think about it. It's just absolutely impossible. Okay, well, yeah, everything I have here is of some length, some consequence, just little items. As I say, I always pull a book off the shelf and find something I think that is quote-worthy. Now, I've mentioned the work of Des Griffin, really fine fellow Des Griffin. I've met him a couple times, talked to him on the phone. I've heard him as a guest on programs here on RBN. He put out an interesting book, Anti-Semitism, a booklet, Anti-Semitism and the Babylonian Connection. Now, I don't have Des Griffin's website information, but I know he's with Emissary Publications in Clackamas, Oregon. And I think if you look up Des Griffin, that's D-E-S Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, you can get some contact information for him. But I just happened to notice this one interesting little item in his booklet talking about the Rothschilds. Now, I have heard it said repeatedly that the Rothschilds weren't really Jews. Heard that said on this network once. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. People have said, oh, well, the Rothschilds really aren't Jews. Well, Des summarizes it all quite well. The Rothschilds were ardent Talmudists. He quotes author Frederick Morton, who wrote an admiring book about the Rothschilds. Even on work days, Meyer Rothschild was apt to take down the big book of the Talmud and recite from it, while the entire family must sit stock still and listen. So yes, the Rothschilds were followers of the Talmud, ladies and gentlemen. They were devotees of that horrible, horrible book, the influence of which remains paramount in America today, in America and the world, through the domination of our political system by the Rothschild Empire and their shills on American shores and in countries throughout the world. Thanks to Des Griffin for setting us straight.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you have strong stomachs, you may continue to listen here, but we're going to be talking about some of this awful hate speech that's been coming out of Israel, which has now been formally institutionalized by the major showing of Avigdor Lieberman and his so-called right-wing Israel Beitenu party. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but in any case, it's the nation's third largest party in Israel now, and he is going to play a major role in Israel's immediate future. Now, this guy has been called, and I hate to even use the terminology, the Israeli Hitler, but that is what he has been called. And it's very, very interesting that although there are, you know, he hates Arabs of all types, Muslims and Christians alike. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, he hates all Gentiles. He is your classic quote-unquote racist. He is your classic quote-unquote bigot. Those terms are very debatable for a lot of reasons, especially in the manner in which they're thrown around by the Jewish-controlled media here in the United States. But suffice it to say, Mr. Lieberman is indeed just that, a racist and a bigot. Well, it's kind of interesting because a couple American Jewish academics have put together some sort of petition to protest against Lieberman. Well, good for them. But what's interesting, according to the February 27th issue of Forward, the distinguished Jewish newspaper out of New York, the two Jewish academics, to their surprise, according to Forward, major Jewish organizations were reluctant to take on the issue. They said it is not part of their mission. Now, the Israelis, or the American Jewish leaders, say that they don't like to interfere in Israel's politics. Isn't that interesting? But they do like to interfere in American politics. Forward itself headlines the story, Jewish leaders largely silent on Lieberman's role in government. However, they do say that one prominent U.S. rabbi has criticized Lieberman's hate-filled campaign. Well, folks, Israel has given us what we deserve. I am very pleased by the showing of Mr. Lieberman. I am very pleased by the fact that the Kadima Party, the centrist party, and led by Ms. Livni, and the Likud Party, which is supposedly the quote-unquote right-wing party in Israel, they have all shown exactly how racist, how bigoted, how hardline, anti-Arab they are. It's only a matter of nuance. It's only a matter of degrees, ladies and gentlemen. And the American people who have been supporting Israel are now getting precisely what they deserve because, it's most unfortunate, though. It's most unfortunate all around because it's bad for Israel. It's bad for the United States. It's really bad for the Palestinians. That's the unfortunate part of it. This is one of these classic coins with two sides. Looking at some of the quotes, these very interesting quotations, a friend of mine in Canada mailed them to me. They were compiled by Ian MacDonald, a former Canadian trade commissioner in the Middle East. Here are some quotes from some of the leaders of Israel. Kind of interesting. Ehud Barak, who in 2000 was prime minister, said, "The Palestinians are like crocodiles. The more you give them meat, they want more." Menachem Begin was quoted in the New Statesman in June of 1982 as saying that the Palestinians are beasts walking on two legs. Raphael Eitan, chief of the staff of the Israeli Defense Forces in 1983, quoted by the New York Times, said, "When we have settled the land, all the Arabs will be able to do about it will be to scurry around like drugged cockroaches in a bottle." Now, here's a good one, folks. These are the people who are always complaining about racism and hatred and genocide and Adolf Hitler. This is what Israeli President Moshe Katsav was quoted in the Jerusalem Post on May 10, 2001, as saying, "There is a huge gap between us, that is the Jews, and our enemies, not just in ability, but in morality, culture, sanctity of life, and conscience. They are our neighbors here, but it seems as if at a distance of a few hundred meters away, there are people who do not belong to our continent, to our world, but actually belong to a different galaxy." I guess if he had his way, they'd put all the Palestinians on rockets. I mean, I could go on here, folks. Here's Chairman Heilbrun of the Committee for the Re-election of General Shlomo Lahat, the mayor of Tel Aviv. "We have to kill all the Palestinians unless they are resigned to live here as slaves." Here's what Israel Koenig wrote. "We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population." Rabbi Yaakov Perin, in 1994, quoted by the New York Times, said, "1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail." Ladies and gentlemen, that's a rabbi, a Jewish clergyman. I've heard some patriots and others say, "Well, it's the good religious Jews. We support the good religious Jews. We just don't support the secular Khazars." Well, Rabbi Yaakov Perin, that name sounds to me like he's probably a Khazar, ladies and gentlemen, and he is a rabbi. He's a follower of the Jewish Talmud, a devotee of the Talmud, and he says 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. You know, I mean, how much more of this do the poor Arabs have to take? How much more does the rest of the world have to take? We're supposed to pay the bills. U.S. taxpayers are supposed to pay the bills for Israel so that it can bloom in the desert. Israeli propagandists write about dear little Israel and how it blooms in the desert, and it's all a result of Jewish brain power. They don't mention the billions of dollars that have been squeezed out of the American people, extorted, blackmailed, bullied. Likewise, with all the money that's been taken from the Germans. And they're the persecuted. As my friend Bill Grimstadt refers to them, he refers to them as the persecuted plutes. The persecuted plutocrats. Yeah, they're sure persecuted, ladies and gentlemen. They figured out this routine whereby which they squeeze billions out of hardworking Americans. My God, I just had my taxes done here the other day. They're going to squeeze a little bit out of me this year. They do every year. And I think of my money being used. My money being used to fill the coffers of that gangster state, and my money being used to kill all these people. And here we have one of their clergymen, one of their most respected people, this people of the good book, the Holy Land, the people of the Bible, the apple of God's eye, the children of Israel, a holy man, ladies and gentlemen. 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. Frankly, to be honest with you folks, I wouldn't be sad to hear if someone put some holes in that holy man, because no holy man talks that way. Disgusting. Well, in that same regard, you know, we've talked about this a million times in this program. We'll talk about it a million times more. All this constant Arab bashing that's going on. One of the most egregious of them in the United States Senate is John Kyle, a Republican of Arizona. He's hosting a prominent Dutch figure whose name escapes me at the moment, but he's hosted him here in the United States. Virulent Muslim basher. This is the same John Kyle signed up with Joe Lieberman to put through a variety of legislation, you know, bashing Iran and essentially warmongering legislation. I mean, John Kyle's sordid, ugly, smelly sewer record. He's right out of the sewer, ladies and gentlemen, and yet he's considered one of the most valuable and respected conservative Republicans in the Senate. He's brought his Dutch friend here to bash Islam and bash the Muslims, and guess who's hosting a seminar featuring this Dutch legislator? No less than Frank Gaffney. He's one of my friend William Crystal's good friends. And, of course, I am being facetious. William Crystal was not a friend of mine. I don't want to hear tomorrow on the Internet that Michael Collins Piper has admitted he's a friend of William Crystal. No, he's not. Yeah, this guy Frank Gaffney, he's been swirling around in the sewers with the Crystal family and the Podoritz crowd and the likes of Richard Perle since the early 1970s, working on the staff of Senator Henry Jackson, the Democrat from Washington State, who was a horrible, horrible toady for the Israelis on Capitol Hill. So now John Kyle, like Joe Lieberman, his good friend and colleague, is joining the Arab and Muslim bashing crowd. I shouldn't say he's joining. He's been doing it for a long, long time. Can you imagine if an American politician hosted an anti-Jewish legislator from another country? Well, of course, it'll never happen, ladies and gentlemen. It'll never happen, but, well, maybe it will. Maybe it will. That's what William Crystal's worried about. He should be worried about it, ladies and gentlemen. People were pissed off. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Well, according to the Jewish Chronicle, I believe, of London, there was a big conference, the London Conference on Anti-Semitism. It was described as being like a who's who of world politics. There were 130 people from something like 42 countries. It's an interparliamentary coalition for combating anti-Semitism. My God, that's a mouthful. They had 80 experts there. All these members of Congress from, one member of Congress from the United States and people from various parliaments from around the world. Abe Foxman of the ADL was there, and also, oh God, Deborah Lipstadt, they call her historian Deborah Lipstadt. No, she's not a historian, ladies and gentlemen. She's a professor of religion who touts herself as an expert on Holocaust denial. I met her one time here in Washington. I'll have to tell you that story sometime if I haven't told it already. She regretted it, I want to assure you. Willis Cardo and Dr. Robert Brock, the black nationalist, and I put her through some hoops, and it was a lot of fun, I have to tell you. But in any case, Little Debbie and A.B. Foxman joined this big crowd. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith, another one of these wonderful conservative Republicans, led the American delegation. I'm here to tell you, folks, if you're one of the people out there who says, well, I'm not anti-Jewish, I'm anti-Zionist, I'm here to tell you that this group of powerful international parliamentarians, most of whom were not Jewish, believe that if you are anti-Zionist, you are anti-Semitic. Michael Gove, G-O-V-E, a British member of parliament, who was quoted as saying, anti-Zionism is the new anti-Semitism. And guess what Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey told the Jewish Telegraph Agency, which is kind of a semi-official international news agency for the Jewish community. He said this. He said he told the Jewish Telegraph Agency that the way to fight anti-Semitism is by imposing serious penalties for its perpetrators. An American congressman says that serious penalties should be imposed upon people who are anti-Zionist, who are critics of Israel. That's what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen. He's not out there bragging that he's going to introduce legislation to lock up the critics of Israel and the people who are anti-Zionist. But, of course, that's ultimately what the aim is. You know, this is frightening, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these people feel that they can make these remarks publicly. They feel that they can stand there and just say what they're going to do to us, and we're just supposed to take it. Chris Smith says, Holocaust remembrance and tolerance education must dramatically expand, and we need to ensure that our respective laws punish those who hate and incite violence against Jews. Now, I hear some of you out there saying, oh, well, I don't hate Jews, and I don't incite violence against Jews. But, folks, I'm here to tell you, I've read the stuff they've written for years and years and years, their public pronouncements. They say that if you criticize Israel, that you're inciting hatred against Jews. They say that if you point out bad things about Israel and its activities, that negative attitude has the potential to incite violence. It's the same framework that American feminists used, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know, but for years, feminists said that pornography incites violence against women. I think a lot of people can make a very good argument that it does. I'm not here to take a position on that, and I don't want to argue about it with anybody. But I'm here to tell you that increasingly we have seen the powerful Jewish organizations refer to political commentary about Israel and about the Jewish agenda here in the United States as being pornographic and obscene. They're trying to bring in that concept that political commentary is obscene, that it's pornographic, and therefore, just like pornography and obscenity incites violence against women, this political pornography and political obscenity incites violence against Jews and against the state of Israel. Serious penalties for the perpetrators, ladies and gentlemen. We're not just talking about these hate crimes laws, which are already in force in the United States on the basis of race and anti-Semitism. They're now trying to expand the hate crimes laws to gender discrimination and discrimination against gays and lesbians. But the hate crimes laws now in force are such that if you go out and you hit somebody, if you hit a Jewish person and call them a dirty Jew, for example, they will add further penalties to your prison sentence if you're convicted. But what's dangerous now, folks, is that they're now trying to move towards outlawing even criticism without violence, criticism without provocation. That's their agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Serious penalties. They want serious penalties. Their words, not mine. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, talking about this grand conclave held in London, this big conference on anti-Semitism. Again, coming back to this point, this idea that people want to think that, well, they're anti-Zionist but not anti-Semitic and that therefore they're under the radar. Well, Erwin Kotler, who is described as a worldwide respected expert and litigator on behalf of human rights and a member of the Canadian Parliament. This is what Kotler emphatically argued, that any effort to disconnect anti-Zionism from anti-Semitism was totally false. As he and many others articulated, it is possible to disagree with the policies of the Israeli government. Indeed, many Jews in Israel and in the worldwide Jewish community do so. However, an anti-Semite is one who hates Jews wherever they might be, while an anti-Zionist hates Jews who live in the state of Israel. Regardless of how one paints it, these are both anti-Semites who hate Jews and want to eliminate them. That's right, folks. If you say, I'm anti-Zionist but not anti-Jewish, the big boys, the who's who of world politics, say that you're still an anti-Semite. Now, you say, I hear some of you out there saying, well, they're never going to introduce legislation like that in the United States. And besides, I don't criticize the Jews. When I talk about the attack on the World Trade Center, I say it was an inside job. I say the Bush administration did it. Well, folks, I want to tell you that back in 1995, Charles Schumer, who was then a member of the House of Representatives, now a member of the Senate, produced legislation, introduced legislation, which was called the Republican Form of Government Guarantee Act. Well, you say, oh, that sounds good. I'm for Republican form of government. Well, Schumer wanted to outlaw discussion of what he called, and these are his words, ladies and gentlemen, baseless conspiracy theories regarding the government. He said they endangered public order. He wanted to set up a formal official police state apparatus to silence and control government critics. Well, I'm pleased to say the spotlight alerted people to the dangers of that legislation. In fact, to the best of my knowledge, the Spotlight was the only publication in the country that did any stories about it. And the bill didn't go anywhere. I'd like to think that the Spotlight played a part in that. But the fact that it was even introduced should tell you something. Now, this is important, ladies and gentlemen. I have to emphasize the dangers here. I know that so many of you out there are saying, well, Piper's a Jew hater, and he's always attacking the Jews, but, you know, that stuff only applies to the Jews. No, folks, I want to tell you something. In 1988, the Anti-Defamation League held a seminar at Hofstra University in New York called Group Defamation and Freedom of Speech, the Relationship Between Language and Violence. They wanted to ban. The forum concluded with a call for passage of a law to ban hate literature. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, they consider hate literature anything critical of the state of Israel or critical of Zionism. Or even if you criticize Jewish organizations' positions on abortion or gun control, that's considered inciting hatred against Jewish people because their organizations are taking political positions. Now, there were two ideas that were central to this conference held by the ADL, that words, written or spoken, in and of themselves constitute violence. Hear that again. Words, written or spoken, in and of themselves constitute violence. You only need to call someone a bad name without threatening any physical action to perform an act of violence. They also said that words, written or spoken, take on a certain power that creates a reality for the target or victim of these words. That is, if you call someone a dirty, rotten bum, he will become one. Now, Professor Monroe Friedman said, group defamation can create a social climate that is receptive to and encourages hatred and opposition. We know that language itself can hurt, that there are words that by their very utterance inflict injury. When the message is violent, language can itself be violence. Now, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who say, well, I'm not attacking the Jews, I'm just attacking the Khazars, I'm really one of the children of Israel, that's considered hurtful to the Jewish people. So therefore, you too would be a target. They gave an award for young law students drafting a model statute regarding group defamation. Listen to these words. Any oral, written, or symbolic speech published with malice that debases, degrades, or calls into question the loyalties, abilities, or integrity of members of a group based on a characteristic that is allegedly common to the members of that group, or that by its very utterance inflicts injury upon members of a group, or that promotes animosity against a group. Under the proposed statute, an agency would be established to monitor acts of group defamation, assess the impact of any speech that defames a group. That agency would review all films and movies before they could be shown, and if they're deemed to be offensive, they would be banned. I didn't make that stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. We wrote about that in the Spotlight. I have a whole chapter. I was reading to you from my book, The Judas Goats. There's a whole chapter on all of this intrigue. Talk about violence. That's violence against the First Amendment. That's violence against freedom of speech. That's violence against freedom of thought. It's implying that anyone who has any opinion that runs contrary to the organized Jewish community should therefore be subjected to criminal prosecution, thrown in jail. That's a threat, ladies and gentlemen. They are threatening. Jail is considered a violent place. Jail is considered very threatening to one's life and health. Jewish people in the United States, Jewish leaders in the United States, want to inflict violence upon anyone who dares to contradict their positions, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I understand the subject of preemptive war. You know, they said, well, we had to attack Saddam Hussein because he might attack Israel, or he might give nuclear weapons or something to somebody somewhere who might do something to Israel or to the United States. And therefore, we were told we must declare preemptive war against Saddam Hussein. Well, now we have Jewish leaders talking about committing acts of violence and tyranny against Americans. So what are we supposed to do? Should we follow the lead of our president, who told us that we should launch a preemptive war? Should we launch a preemptive war here in American soil, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know, but I know that this agenda is before us. It lies ahead in the future. It's very, very frightening, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very frightening. And it's coming from the likes of good people like this clergyman who said 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail, or that we must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. There's a lot of people out there who have their little excuses and try to explain away, well, you know, I'm not going to get caught in the loop. I'm only concerned about gun control. Well, they want to take your guns, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think that you just focus on the Second Amendment, that you're out of the loop, that you're under the radar, because you're not. No matter how high, well, methinks thou dost protest too much. Scary, 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 scary. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We have Martin in Washington. Martin, go ahead.
Howdy.
How you doing, Martin?
Not bad. First of all, I want to make Dave in Massachusetts very, very, very jealous.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Jewish chef who accidentally splashed some vinegar into his ears?
No.
And now he's suffering from pickled hearing.
I like pickled herring. That's good. Dave's going to have to try to top that.
Yes. The reason I'm calling has to do with the quote that you used about 1 million Arabs are not worth one Jewish fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
That was said at the funeral of Bernard Goldstein.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And I don't know if you want to go into that history about the guy who walked into the mosque where Muslims were at prayer and rat-a-tat-tat before he got killed.
That's right. I, of course, remember the story. I had forgotten. And now that you connected the dots there, yes, I do recall that. You're absolutely right, Martin.
And he's regarded as a hero. A street in Jerusalem was renamed for him. His mother has gone on record of being proud of him. You see, Muslims are not human beings. They're not even just Muslims. They are potential future terrorists.
Absolutely, and, as they say. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. How many people did Baruch Goldstein kill? I mean, let's face it. Even if he only killed one person, but wounded one other, this guy went in with a submachine gun. And it was an automatic weapon. He went in and shot up a mosque.
Right.
And this guy's a hero in Israel.
Right. And that's where the line comes from. The rabbi who was officiating at his funeral made that statement. In other words, Bernard Goldstein did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I wanted to correct something that you just said about there's a difference between preventative war and preemptive war.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure what term I used, but...
You used preemptive when it should have been preventative.
Preventative war. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Preemptive war means you've got intelligence that you're about to be attacked and you attack first. And preventative war means, well, you think possibly at some future date somebody might present a threat to you.
Okay. That gives me something to think about. I'm going to have to sit down and explore that a little further. And I think I'm going to write something and put it in the context of what I was discussing here. I appreciate that, Martin. Thank you very much. I would have never even known that there was that difference, and there's obviously a very significant difference there.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein, we were told that it was preemptive war and it was preventative war. Maybe one day he might do something bad.
Interesting. Martin, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'll get off out of here so you can take some other calls.
All right, real good. I appreciate that. Great call, Martin. Thank you very much. Well, I learned something here tonight, folks. I hope you did, too. Appreciate that. All right, we have Yvonne in Nevada. Let's go to Yvonne.
Hi.
How are you, Yvonne?
I'm fine. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I heard you, I think, on Hashem Talawi's program the other day. Or maybe that was the Liberty Hour?
No, I haven't called in to anybody for a long time.
Oh, well, then I'm mistaken. I'm sorry. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, you did call me, so what you have to say?
Yeah, I was just going to one thing. I was just going to answer a question for you. If you'll remember, I converted to Judaism in 84. Because I was searching. Your question was how long... Well, we have to put up with this, you know.
Exactly.
The answer to that is as long as there is a non-Jew on the face of the earth, meaning a goyim, then you'll have to put up with it. What they're doing now to take control of the world, that's part of it. They certainly are control freaks, but they will never be content. They have to, because I'll say it again, Judaism is not, I repeat, it is not a religion. And Christians just can't get that through their head. It is law, and it's the Talmud. It is strictly law.
Absolutely.
And as long as they are taught from the moment they come from the womb that the goyim are the filth of the earth, they are not to be trusted, and we've got to protect ourselves from the goyim. They're brainwashed actually from birth, so they grow up with this hatred. My God, and they have a saying: if someone says something that is not too intelligent, they make a remark. You know that you have the brain of a goyim.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think the term you know for some reason I all of a sudden the term goyishakop came to mind. Is that the term, something like that?
Goyishakop?
Yeah.
Oh, when they're talking with one another?
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the hatred, it's hard to define the hatred. It's a hatred. It's a rage. It is just an absolute rage. They hate goyim more than anything on the face of the earth, and that's what keeps them going.
Well, you know, this is hatred. I don't know if you heard my show last night, but
I did.
Yeah, I mentioned that I saw William Crystal down there at Union Station here in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I want to tell you something. It's very interesting. He smolders. He smolders when he sits there, just sitting there by himself. He's smoldering. You can see this immense energy coming from him. Evil energy.
Yes. Well, because they are so close now.
Yvonne, we have the break coming up. Why don't you stay on for the break?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting call from Yvonne here. Stay tuned for a little bit more when we come back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a very interesting call here from Yvonne in Nevada. Yvonne, I want to ask you a question. I once knew this young lady who, she fell in love with a Jewish guy. She was non-Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And she fell in love with a Jewish guy and started to go through the motions of converting to Judaism. And she told me that she felt the most immense contempt and discrimination from the Jews that she was dealing with when she was going through the process. Did you experience that same thing?
Not while I was going through it, because I was just new, you know, at the temple.
Right.
But I can say this, I never made one friend because after, you know, you go to the temple, then everyone gets together, and they all avoided me. And one day I went up to a rabbi who had spoken. This was on a Sunday, and my rabbi came up and grabbed me, and he said, "Don't shake his hand." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because he's Orthodox, and you cannot touch, a female cannot touch an Orthodox Jew." And I went, "Why?" And he said, "Because you're dirty." And so
that's a very telling story.
That saved me, you know, from, and so I thought, well, that's not going to stop me. So I went up and very politely told him how much I enjoyed his speech. Then later, my rabbi told me, you know, as I'm kind of standing around, everybody's talking to one another, and I'm being avoided. He said, you know, all Jews will not ever, ever accept you.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to the Reform.
And they're supposed to be the more liberal.
yeah. And then there is the conservative, and then there is the Orthodox and the Hasidim. And that was true, and I'd be out someplace, and I call it the Jewish eyes. And then there'd be a woman that would come to me, and she'd peer. They can go into your soul, I swear, those eyes. And she'd stare at me, and this happened often.
That's very, very interesting.
And she'd say, "Well, you don't look like a Jew." Well, there is a saying that I picked up from them, because if you tell a Jew they don't look like a Jew, they'll say, "What does a Jew look like?"
Exactly.
So when they put that on me, and I said, "Well, what does a Jew look like?"
Yes, good for you, Yvonne.
And
there's
back.
That double standard and that hypocrisy and that secret agenda that goes on within the Jewish community that occasionally leaks out in a strange way, and that's a perfect example of it right there.
Well, yeah, and I did learn a great deal, and it was strange because I had a lot of friends from Israel, oddly enough. I liked them better than the American Jew.
I've heard other people say that as well. That's very interesting.
But you know, the funny thing was, and I lived in San Francisco, there was a slew of Israelis coming in, and the American Jews were just in a snit. You know, those arrogant, pompous Israelis, why don't they go back where they came from? And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, well, my God.
Yvonne, we're running out of time.
Black.
We're running out of time, Yvonne, but this is a very interesting phone call, and I appreciate you taking the time to call in. It's good to hear from you. Folks, if you've never learned anything, you should have learned something from that one single phone call tonight. That tells one hell of a lot of things. About a hell of a lot of things, so to speak. All right, have a good evening. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up here tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing.
With recent internet.